Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Today's program is brought to you in part by the financial support of our listeners. You can support the show on a one-time basis, support.greatdetectives.net, or by using the Zelle app to box13@greatdetectives.net, or by mail to Adam Graham, P.O. Box 15913, Boise, Idaho 83715. Or you can become one of our ongoing Patreon supporters for as little as $2 per month. Just go to patreon.greatdetectives.net. Well, now it's time for today's episode of It's a Crime, Mr. Collins. The original air date, March the 25th of 1957, and this one is The Green Stoplight.
It's a crime, Mr. Collins.
It surely is. After all, robbery is robbery, whether it's racketeers stealing cars or luscious blondes stealing your husband. I'm Gail Collins, and my husband, he's a private detective. But don't go away now, because I'll be back in a minute to set the stage for our puzzling crime.
It's a crime, Mr. Collins. Is that right, Mrs. Collins?
It was murder, too, Jack.
Oh, plenty of killings on this case, huh, Gail?
Oh, yes, but I'm talking about how it was murder, the way that blonde went to work on my husband. And, well, it began when Greg and I were at home in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
We were having breakfast and opening the morning mail.
Doesn't anybody ever get anything in the mail but bills and ads? Let's see this.
Uh-huh.
Here's a bill you neglected to pay for a full year. It's a year old today.
Oh, my gosh. What do you tell them?
Oh, just send it back and write happy birthday.
Oh, Greg, now really.
Okay, we'll pay him. I often wonder where the percentage is in being a private detective. Do you think J. Edgar Hoover started this way?
Greg, what would you say if I told you I can get us a brand new car at $1,000 discount?
We do not need a brand new car. The model we have...
It is not a model. It's a horrible example.
Gail, we do not need a brand new car.
That jalopy of ours is so hopeless.
There we go again. I can see myself now languishing away in debtor's prison gasping, Gail, I told you we did not need a new car.
Yeah, Greg, read this letter from my Uncle Ollie. Remember him? He's an auto dealer in Redwood City.
Mm.
I sent Uncle Ollie a very sad letter about how badly we needed a new car.
Oh, you did, huh? You never told me about it?
But of course I didn't. You're not the sympathetic type. You'd never have understood. Here. Uncle Ollie says that for us, he'll beat all the usual discounts they're giving now and save us $1,000.
$1,000? If you could do that, I'm Bing Crosby. Let me see. That's what he said, all right. Save you $1,000.
Hiya, Bing. How's every little thing? Greg and I grabbed a weekend bag, a box of Havana cigars for dear old Uncle Ollie, and we were off to Redwood City in a cloud of exhaust from our old jalopy. Just outside the town limits, we stopped at a drive-in. A streamlined blonde was behind the counter.
What'll it be, ma'am?
Oh, just coffee, thank you. How about you, Greg?
Yeah. What'll you have? Dream boy.
Dream boy? You're the subtle type, aren't you?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Well, what will you have, dream boy?
I think I have it.
Greg!
I think I'll have a glass of milk, that's all.
You don't need milk, man. Not with that Marlon Brando physique. Believe you me.
I'm going to have trouble with this one. What's your name?
Lulu.
That's quite a head of blonde hair you have today, Lulu.
Now you mutter steals deposit bottles. Now put your order in. Coffee and milk, huh? Mike, draw one, 2.5. Mike's a Spanish type. See the omelet on his shirt?
That's what I like about you, Greg. When we're out together, it's one sophisticated rendezvous after another.
Here's a check. 20 cents. A cup of coffee and a glass of milk. That's what I like in a man. Throw your money away. Live dangerously. See you in a minute. Don't go away, handsome. You just changed on my plan.
Get that smile off your face, Greg Collins, or I'm leaving you right here and now. I've got the Federino, you know. Been saving it in a secret bank account just for a moment like this.
She's just having fun, Gail.
Help me.
Greg! Oh, that man that came in. He's bleeding. Yeah. He's going to fall.
I've got him. He put that chair under him, Gail. That's it.
Stealing my car.
Oh, Greg! He's unconscious.
No, he isn't, Gail. He's dead. He's been beaten to death.
Hey, tell that guy to get up off of the floor. What's the matter? He been drinking?
No, Lulu, he's dead.
Gee, I didn't think the food here was that bad.
He's been killed.
He has. Well, what are you waiting for? Call the cops.
Do you know him, Lulu?
He's the second one in a week. Getting to be more popular in this town than square dancing.
What is?
Murder.
Who was this guy?
I don't know.
Ever seen him before?
Who made you the quizmaster on this program?
I'm a private detective, Lulu.
Can you tell anything from looking at the body, Greg?
On his wallet says Charles Livingston, 414 Bay Drive. Owner's permit for the car, $32 cash. What's this in his hand? If I can force his hand over.
What in the world is that, Greg?
Piece of pottery. Very small chunk. No markings on it. Like it came from a broken crockery jar.
Now that's a help.
Maybe it is, Gail.
What do you mean?
Call the police.
You won't have to.
Why not?
Because the whole Redwood City police force just walked in.
Howdy, folks.
That's the police. You're late again, Sheriff.
Late for what, Lulu?
That guy on the floor. He'd be murdered.
Murdered, huh? That's a shame.
It's horrible, isn't it, Sheriff?
Sure is, ma'am. I was planning on going to bed early tonight. Wanted to go fishing tomorrow. I'm awful tired.
Sheriff, I'm Greg Collins. This is my wife, Gail.
Your wife?
I'm a private detective, and I'm just down here to pick up a card. Sheriff, the case is all yours.
So it is. More's the better. What did this fella die of? Overwork? Kills people, you know?
No, Sheriff. Somebody stole his Cadillac. I guess he must have caught him doing it, and they beat him up. He came staggering in here and passed out.
Well, I'll call Doc Snyder.
I understand this man's the second person who was murdered in the past week.
Yep. He's raising Mary Ned with my fishing schedule.
Yeah, but Sheriff...
You don't dig the sheriff, Mr. Collins. 6 days a week, he sits in a rocker taking it easy. Every Saturday, he stops relaxing and works hard. That's what he rocks against the grain.
Greg and I left the very sleepy sheriff and Lulu and went on to Uncle Ollie's store. Keep your ears pinned, friends. We'll be back in a minute with more of our story. At Uncle Ollie's place, sure enough, he had a brand new shiny car waiting for us to drive away.
There it is, kiddies. And it's all yours. A turquoise blue convertible.
Uncle Ollie, you're an angel.
Just get it straight from the factory, Uncle Ollie.
That's right, Greg. Just came off the Rattler from Detroit.
Mm. Oh, let me sit at the wheel.
Go right ahead, Gail. Maybe Greg would like it.
Where are you going, Greg?
Just moseying around. Hear about the stolen car and the murder, Uncle Ollie?
Yeah. It's odd for this town. It's usually very quiet here.
Greg, oh, you must sit at this wheel. It's wonderful. Oh, and look at the upholstery.
Who's the young fellow in the back, Uncle Ollie?
Oh, that's Harry. Works for me as a salesman. Fills in when I'm out. Hey, Harry! Come here and meet my niece and her husband.
Okay, Ollie.
Harry's been working on the new sign. green spotlight. See it outside? Clever idea, huh? It's a green traffic light. See, but underneath it says, stop. Buy here. Best car bargains in California. Harry, this is Gail Collins.
How are you doing?
Shake hands with her husband, Greg.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm very proud of my uncle employing a salesman like you. Makes quite a staff for you, Uncle Ollie.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm happy to be working for your uncle. He's a darn nice guy. Like your new car?
Oh, it's wonderful, Harry. Come on, Greg. Let's hit the highway in it. Make out the papers, the check. Ollie's already got our plate.
We're not hitting the highway yet, Gail.
Why?
I'd rather stick around a while, play guessing games. About that corpse back in the lunch wagon.
We signed all the papers. Greg made out a check. And the brand new car was ours, at a terrific saving. There wasn't any place to stay in that giant redwood tree area, but a very small hotel. So we dug in there for the night, just about half a mile from Uncle Ollie's place. We were getting ready to go to bed.
Well, here we are, broke and tired. What in the world are you up to? Why are you putting your coat on?
I can't stand it, Greg. I've got to go outside and take one more look at that car. Oh, it's just unbelievable. Brand new. Gorgeous. Oh, and all mine.
Now, go to bed, Gail. It's late. You can stare at it all day tomorrow.
Oh, just one look, Greg.
Okay. Come on. Where's my top coat? Now, here. Right, let's go.
It isn't every day a girl gets a car like that, Greg.
Yeah. It isn't every day somebody steals it, either.
A beautiful... What did you say?
Exactly where did you park that cocktail lounge on wheels, Tim?
Right here, by the cottage. Well, I thought I...
I know you did, but it's gone, huh?
But that's impossible. An hour ago, we parked it here.
Yeah, so we did. In fact, I scolded you for nearly scraping the fenders on those rocks there, remember?
Of all the... Well, turn in an alarm. Where's the phone?
The phone, Jim, like the man explained who runs this motel, is in his office, which is closed after 9 p.m. You got to go down the road into town.
Well, fine thing. Somebody steals our brand new car, just quick like that. And who's with me? The best private detective in America. At least so he tells me. And what does he do? He stands there.
This doesn't call for acrobatics, Gail. It calls for brains. And that, my sweet, is where I come in.
Well, genius, you stand there and think. Me, I'm going for the police. I'm going to get a hitch in this car that's coming.
Great hitch you'll get in that percolator. That's a Model T Ford, chum. And 5 will get you 10. It doesn't even get up this hill.
I'll bet it does. Watch. See? I told you.
He's made it! Stop! Stop the car!
Howdy, folks.
Sheriff!
You're late again, Sheriff.
What did I miss this time?
By the usual margin of a few minutes, this time you missed a robbery. Someone just stole our new car.
Well, get in. I'll give you a hitch over to the state police barracks. We'll send an alarm. Fellas will have to stop this here crime wave and wear me out. I'm a sleepy man.
We reported the stolen car to the state police. Then Greg routed my uncle out of bed and took him to his car store and made him open it up.
Now, really, Greg, to drag me out of bed, to force me to open the shop and go poke around here. I don't like it at all. Not the crudeness of it, mind you, but if you think I've been mixed up in this car-stealing racket...
How do you open this desk?
That's my desk, and I'll thank you to keep out of it.
I said, how do you open it? You want me to handle this discreetly and clean it up quietly? Or shall we drag the state police and the newspapers into it?
Oh, don't do that, Greg. I'll lose my franchise. The publicity...
Open the desk, Ollie, now.
Greg, what in the world are you looking for?
A
little jar.
A little jar? Of what?
It's not in here. Open Harry's desk.
I'll do no such thing until
you
tell me.
This is the last time I ask you, Uncle Ollie.
The sheriff should be working on this case, not you.
The sheriff? Are you kidding? If there was ever a more useless guy...
All right. Here's the key. Open Harry's desk.
It's not here. Confound it. How about a locket?
He has one. Follow me. In the back here. By the grease pits. I have the light switch.
By now, that car of ours is in another state, I'll bet. Unless they let it cool off for a few days in a hidden garage. I'll do a repaint job, upholstery, maybe change the dashboard around.
But the registration, Greg. They can't change the engine serial numbers. The police have an asset now that brings those numbers out no matter how much you buff them off.
Well, they leave the numbers, Ollie. Drive the car to a state with no title laws. There are 16 states like that. Get a fake bill of sale, notarize it themselves.
But what if the information gets to the state where they take your car?
It takes weeks to check. By that time, they'll sort it in Canada or South America or Europe. But American cars bring down a big price.
Here's the locker. I know the combination. Just wait.
Let's see what Harry's got here. Old shoes. Rags. This is it. This little jar. When will I open it?
What is it? What's in there?
Well, the man came into the lunch wagon. He mumbled his car was stolen. After he died, I found a little piece of crockery in his hand. Same kind as this jar. When your charming young employee, Harry, shook hands with me, Ollie, I noticed his fingers were stained with a black substance. It wasn't until our own car was stolen that I suddenly realized what this was all about. The stain on Harry's fingers was the kind you can't get off. Not dirt or a smudge, but deep in the skin. Comes from handling a chemical. The stuff that's in this jar. This is mercury.
Mercury?
Mercury is kept in a pottery jar, usually. And one of its little-known uses is for stealing cars.
How?
Come on. We're going to pick up his assistant first.
His assistant?
Yeah, the luscious blonde at the diner, Lulu. Now, where's your car?
Right over here. Do you steal a car with mercury?
If you don't have the ignition key, you pour a little mercury in the keyhole, keep it there with a piece of gum. It completes the starting circuit.
Well, I'll be a...
We'll all be if we don't grab Lulu and Harry.
It's just as well my nerves are good. In just a moment, we'll bring you the climax of the case. When we got back to the drive-in again, the string-lined Lulu slinked up to Greg.
Well, if it ain't my lover boy and the missus. Hiya, Mr. Collins.
There's no time for horsing around, Lulu. Let's get to the point. Where's Harry?
Harry? How should I know?
Start talking and make it quick. I know you've been working with Harry, helping him steal cars.
You what?
Look, baby. The first night we came here, and a man staggered in and died right in front of that jukebox... You said to the sheriff, somebody stole his Cadillac. But nobody had said the dead man owned a Cadillac, Lulu. When I looked through his pockets and found his registration, remember? It was a Cadillac. How'd you know that? Mental telepathy?
Okay, handsome. I'm no sucker. I'll tell you about it. I was gonna spill the whole thing anyway. Those guys gave me plenty of dough to help them out, and I took it. But they didn't say there'd be murder raps in this deal. And that's where I hang up.
Where is he now?
He beat it.
Where to?
Well, he loaded a bunch of hot cars into a tram steamer, and they're going to South America.
and get $5,000 apiece for him down there. The boat's up the river. There's a dock up there nobody's used in years. They go down the river to San Francisco Bay and...
Gail, stay here and keep an eye on Lulu.
Me? With her? Oh, not in your life. I'm going along. Greg, Ollie, come back here.
Sit down, Lulu. Looks like it's gonna be a long winter.
That must be the tramp steamer up there, Greg. See it?
Yeah, come on, Uncle Ollie.
Where are we going?
See if we can borrow one of these boats and row out there to the steamer.
Okay. It's getting kind of dark.
All the better. Come on, there's a speedboat down there by the steps.
I wonder where that Harry is.
Well, I guess he's out there on that ship. I hope we'll get there in time. Down on your face, Ollie.
Who fired at us, Greg? Was it Harry?
Who else could it have been?
Keep back, Collins, or you'll get plugged.
You could get plugged yourself, Harry.
You got a gun, Greg?
Yeah, but I can't see anything to fire at.
What? There he is, in the speedboat.
Oh, yeah, I see him now. You gonna give yourself up, Harry?
Look out, Greg. I just missed you.
Okay, two can play at that game.
You got him, Greg. Come on down to the speedboat.
Careful, Ollie. It could be foxing.
Yeah. What? There he is. He's coming up the steps towards us.
That isn't Harry. It's a much smaller man.
You got your gun ready, Greg?
Yeah. It's ready. Hush. Here he comes.
Howdy, folks.
Sheriff.
Evening, Mr. Collins. Ollie.
Where's Harry?
Lying back there in the boat.
Did I shoot him?
No, missed him by a mile.
I don't get this at all. Not at all.
Nothing to it, Bub. You see, as you know, I like to take a nap every afternoon. Oh, well, sir, this afternoon I moseyed down to the dock. Seen this speedboat. They got a very comfortable bunk in her, I can tell you that. Well, sir, I stretched myself out and went to sleep. I'd still be sleeping down there if it weren't for that gosh darn shooting. It woke me up. So I sat up, found that fella Harry popping off fireworks. So I says to him, how can a fella sleep with all that noise? Well, sir, he says something I won't repeat, count of my being a gentleman. So I bopped him one on the beezer. It started quite a ruckus.
You mean for once you're on time, Sheriff?
Yeah, I was Johnny on the spot, Mr. Collins. Made out kind of well, too. There's Harry out cold as a mackerel. It serves him right, too, breaking up a man's sleep. What do you mean shooting at each other for?
It's a long story, Sheriff.
Well, you better save it till tomorrow, then. I gotta get home and get to bed. I gotta be ready for tomorrow.
What happens tomorrow, Sheriff?
Oh, tomorrow's my day off. I'm gonna take my wife and children out somewhere.
Well, where are you going?
Oh, some nice deserted spot in the woods where we can all lie down and sleep.
After the sheriff dumped Harry in the county clink, Greg came back to the lunchroom where I was watching Lulu.
Say, handsome.
Yes, Lulu?
Here we go again.
Could I have a picture of you?
What for?
Well, I'm going to jail. I believe it'd be nice to hang on the cell wall. It'll be my last order, huh?
Yeah. Then we walk over to the sheriff's office.
What'll you have?
Just coffee.
Milk.
Still a big spenders, huh? Okay. Draw 1, 2.5.
You don't seem to be too unhappy about going to prison, Lulu.
Me? Oh, I don't mind. I was wondering where to spend my vacation anyway. Now I'll have a private room, 3 meals a day, and a gorgeous view of the river all for free. Say, find your car on that tramp steamer?
Yes, thank goodness. We'll drive it back to San Francisco. Lulu, tell me, what was your connection with this auto-stealing racket?
I was the spotter.
And what, pray tell, is a spotter?
Well, the mob gets an order, Gail, for a certain type of car. The spotters check the highway till they sight one, see? Then they tip off the gang.
And they heist it away. Somebody must have ordered a car like ours. And I must say they're a lovely taste.
Mrs. Collins?
Yes, Lulu?
I guess...
Well, you're kind of sore at me for pitching at your husband that way, huh? Well, Lulu, not really. I always say, men are men and women are women. And for fun and games, you can beat that combination. In just a moment, we'll be back with you.
Well, folks, Gail and I hope you enjoyed our adventure, the green stoplight. So be sure to visit us next time for another Puzzle in Murder, where there is crime and romance. There you'll find Mr.
and Mrs. Collins.
Welcome back. This one's main feature, I guess, is kind of its focus on these sort of car theft scams that went on in the United States. And I think this was based on an American script, clearly, because I think for, you know, this script to an American audience would have had some very important messages about the type of things that go on and use cars and some of those scams. Now, there are parts of this that would be relevant to the Australian audience as well, but it's a little bit harder to, you know, move stolen cars across the border if you're in Australia than in the U.S. You know, you definitely have to do all of the out-of-country moving by seas. Other than that, it was probably a little bit unremarkable. But at any rate, we turn now to listener comments and feedback, and we have this from Bill, who writes in regarding the first episode. I'm willing to give this series a go for now. The first episode of a series is always a little rough because they have to explain the premise while telling a story at the same time. I'm hoping it starts to smooth out. Well, I think there are some better episodes ahead, and I appreciate your comment, Bill. And I do want to go ahead and thank our Patreon supporter of the day. Thank you to Doug. Doug's been one of our Patreon supporters since June 2015, currently supporting us at the rookie level of $2 or more per month. Thank you so much for your support. And that will do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for Rocky Jordan. Next Tuesday, another episode of It's a Crime, Mr. Collins. In the meantime, send your comments to Box 13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.